Okay, today's daf is Psachim daf Samach Zayin. Psachim Samach Zayin, and we are on Samach Vav Amud Beis by the two dots, and just one or two other ha'aras on the end of yesterday's daf. Yesterday we spoke about if somebody is anybody that gets angry, their chachma leaves them. If anybody is misyaher, raises themselves up, so and is arrogant, so that also is causes their chachma and their nevuah to leave them. We brought raya's from Moshe Rabbeinu, from Eliav, from others that are were involved in different events in Tanakh. Just one ha'ara that the Sfas Emes has. Again, I ran out of time last night. So I was wondering that it sounds like from the Gemara that Eliav, if he would have been deserving, he would have been the Melech. He would have been, and is that, the Gemara was just trying to prove that if somebody gets angry, that he loses it, but the Gemara, from the sounds of the Psukim, it not only proves that, but it, so we'll get to the second step in a minute, but says the Sfas Emes, is it really true that Eliav would have been, right, Eliav, Melech Yisrael, Chai V'Kayim, is that would have been? L'chor Mashma, says the Sfas Emes, Delulei HaKa'as, Hayamuchan Lios HaMalchus LeEliav, V'chein Mashma B'Pirish Rashi, it sounds like that, V'im Kein Kasha, V'mazecha David LeMalchus, and Kaso Shel Eliav. So what did David do? Fine, Eliav lost it, but how did David, was he Zoche to what Eliav should have had? Is that the real way that we're supposed to understand it? Was Eliav some miyuchad person? So he gets four answers. V'tzarech lomar, dekenu amida. He says, number one, yes. He says, maybe that's the mida. Not only if somebody gets angry do they lose it, but when they get angry, they lose it and it goes to the person that they get angry about. And he doesn't quote it, but there's another chazal, and the Chovas HaLevavos talks about this too in the context of Lashon Hara. If somebody speaks Lashon Hara, not only do they get the Avera, but the Schar goes to the person who Lashon Hara was said about. So this is a makar, some of the Achronim, the Eretz HaTzvi, quotes that this is a makar for that line of Chazal. We're not 100% clear where that is in Chazal, says the Eretz Tzvi, the Kajak Lover, in the end of Chelek Beis, he says this Gemara is a makar for that. Even that the Lashon Hara person, that the person who spoke Lashon Hara, his schar goes to the person who was said about. So maybe that's number one. It's automatic. That's why David Malach didn't even have to do anything. It's automatic once it was said, the anger or the Lashon Hara was said about him. Number one. Number two. Ulefize, tzarech lomar od, da'al yedei shahaya galui lefnei Hashem yisparach, sheyichos al David, l'cheinita tekef ha-matana le-David. Also, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew this even originally. Because that dochet, but I find that very difficult to assume, says the Sfas Emes. V'yagam yishlomar, and he says, and though you could have said that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan was only to give it to one of Ben Yishai, so it might have been Eliyahu, it might have been David, which might be the Pashup shot that when he tells Shmuel Hanavi, he doesn't say which one it's going to be. At the end he says, my final shita is, to me, olam, it was always supposed to be for David HaMelech, as we usually believe. David HaMelech Yisrael originally. V'lochein lo masaka gemara basof. That's why the Gemara's lashon is not michlal de meikara haya hamalchus le'eliyav. It says michlal de havi rachim ad ha'idna. It's mashma that he was loved until now, and now he was unloved. Right? That's all it says. What does it mean? Poskan of gedula. It meant Eliyav was supposed to be somebody special, not dafka the Melech. He was going to be somebody special, and he obviously lost his special status. Became bevadai rabo shahaya ish gadol hamaala mikol Yisrael v'yalzu amayla hishiva Hakadosh Baruch Hu ki maastihu sheyovad mimenu zuagdul ayakas kei nirali ikar. It doesn't mean that David HaMelech wasn't supposed to get it. The Sfas Emes' maskan is that he was supposed to get it, but Eliav was also supposed to be somebody special. Kamash Malan, Eliav lost that. Okay. Let's continue now. Now we get into the next sugya. We're on the Tudat. Actually, one other horror I wanted to mention that I ran out of time, and that is, what did Eliav say to David HaMelech when he came? What did he say? He said, what are you doing here? You probably just came to see what's going on in the war. You wanted to see what's happening, what's current events. You know, and the lashon is that he said, Kilaman ra'os ha'milchama yaradata. You came to see what's going on in the war. So, not exactly connected, but there is a tshuva that we've spoken about in the past that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Tshuva and Shulman Sadeshen. Shulman Sadeshen discusses in Simen Mem Aleph. Is it appropriate what many people do? They get together after shul on Shabbos to discuss current events. Is that a violation? 500 years ago, Shulman Sadeshen. Is that a violation of Kavod Shabbos, of Avodah Shabbos, to do that? Mashenogim Rov Bnei Adam. Afa Medaktikim B'maaseihem. Even those who are medaktik. Lehis asef biyom haShabbos lachar yitzias beis haKnesses ulesaper shmuos minyani malach v'sarim yesh chashash iser b'davar olav. Is there any problem with that? We mentioned this a couple of days ago, actually, if you remember, about a week and a half ago in the daf, when we spoke about the minhag of some people davening a little later on Shabbos, right, based on the Mordechai and Masecha Shabbos, because on Shabbos it says vayom instead of vaboker. So he mentioned that even if the minhag is to daven a little bit later, but one has to make sure that one doesn't miss any of the zmanim. Right? Later means you have to daven vasikin on Shabbos. But you have to obviously make zman tefila, make zman kriyashma. So we saw that Piskei Teshuva is quoted some in the footnotes. Oh, maybe they do it later because they don't, people congregate after davening and they get together and they talk a lot, and maybe not everything they talk about is appropriate. That was the suggestion of the Piskei Teshuvos in the footnotes. But either way, the Shulman Sadeshen discusses, is that okay or not? So he says, Yirat Tzorach L'Daktik B'Davar. It depends. I have to be medaktik. So he says, he discusses the Tosfos in Masechta Shabbos, who says it's also to be marbe besicha b'teila on Shabbos, and other limitations of speech on Shabbos, bekoshi hitiru l'sheila shalom b'Shabbos. But then he says, it really depends. It depends on the kavana of the person. Why are they getting together afterwards? Do they really enjoy it? Obviously, lashon hara, rechilus, all of that would be inappropriate and usser. But maybe they're doing it l'shem shemayim. Maybe they really enjoy it. What they're doing, the neutral type of news. Anam osa bnei adam shemis angim bekach kishemidabrim umusaprim shvuos meyamalachim v'sarim umlacham oseim. If they enjoy talking about kings and politics and current events, v'kiyai gavna. So he says nirevada d'shari. That's mutter. He says, if you do something on Shabbos that you enjoy, that doesn't inherently have any Isurim connected to it, he says that's okay. And he quotes the Smak, which is also quoted in Shulchan Aruch, about the Bachurim HaMisangim B'Merutzasam. Let's say somebody wants to take a power walk on Shabbos, wearing Shabbos clothes. But they enjoy it, it feels good. So it's Mutter. It's Mutter. As long as you're wearing Shabbos clothes and you go for a walk, even though your Kavan is to get exercise, but you enjoy it, it's okay. Or if you want to go somewhere to see a beautiful view, Liros called Davarshim is Angimbo Liros. That's Mutter. He says, so too here, I would say it's Mutter. He says, if you go, if one goes only because of peer pressure, because they know that everybody else is there, so they have to be there also. So he says that would be inappropriate, and that would be Asar on Shabbos. Reisi harbe pa'amim, shemiksas me'osa b'nei adam, ha'mis asvim, eina mis angim. They don't enjoy it. Ela she'osav kein l'ratzon chavireyem. They're there for everybody else. Ha'ne' esafim imahim. Kai gavna, they don't get enjoyment from that. That would be a problem. So Eliav's comment to David, you're just here to hear what's going on in the news. So if that was a Shabbos, so then, says the Shulman Sadeshen, it would depend on one's kavan. Again, that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah in Simen Reish Pei Aleph. Okay, let's continue now back to the Gemara where we are up to. Two dots. First Y line on Samach Vav Amid Beis. Says the Gemara, Ashkechan Tamid V'Pesach D'dachu Shabbos. Fine, we have said in the yesterday's daf that the carbet tabet and the carbet pesach are docha Shabbos, right? If the zman, the carbet tabet obviously every year, and pesach, if the erev pesach falls out on Shabbos, then you are docha Shabbos with the avoda. We discussed yesterday in the Mishnah which parts of the avoda are docha Shabbos, the parts that you couldn't have done beforehand or afterwards. D'dachu tumah min alad. How about with being docha tumah? This hasn't come up yet, but Rashi explains it's learned out according to some opinions from the same word that we learned out being docha Shabbos. B'moado even b'tumah, b'moado afilo b'Shabbos. So that is why the Gemara discusses it here, even though the main source, where does it say that you bring Karat Pesach Matoma, that's the Gemara, based on the Mishnah, that we're going to have it about 10 blot. The Mishnah on Daf Ayin Vav Amid Beis. The Mishnah there says, HaPesach Sheba B'Tumah, Nech O B'Tumah. or it's not only comes with tumah, but it's even eaten with tumah. Shlabam mitchilaso ela la'achila, because it is meant to be eaten. It's the only carbon that even if it's brought with tumah, it is eaten b'tumah. So, where do you know that from? How do you know that carbon Pesach and carbon Tamid you bring even if the situation is one of tumah? So what's tameh? Just to understand the question. What are we talking about? What's tameh in this case? Right? What's the problem? The Achronim pointed out that a carbon tumah is not eaten anyway. So what's the, you have a lot more flexibility in terms of tumah when it comes to the carbon tumah. So if most of Am Yisrael are tameh, so what? It's not a problem for the carbon tumah, it's an ola. So the Chazon Ish writes, it must be that the Kohanim are all tameh, or the Kalim are tameh. It has to be something that's a problem for the carbon tumah as well. So how do you know that? Tadachu tumah minalan. So Amri, so the answer is given, ki heichi di yalef pesach mitamid le'inyin Shabbos. Just like we learned yesterday, you learn carbon pesach from carbon tumah regarding dechia of Shabbos. So hachinami yalef tumah mi pesach le'inyin tumah. So you learn carbon tumah from, you learn pesach from tumah. That's what you learn. So the Gemara says, just like you learn Pesach from Tumid for Shabbos, you learn Tumid from Pesach for Tumah, because the source for being Doch by Tumah is by Karban Pesach. Says the Gemara, Pesach Guvim Inalan. So where's the source? How do you know that it is a Dochev? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Da Amar Kra, Ish Ish Ki Yet Tameh Lefesh. The Pasuk says in Parshas Bahaloscha, in the context of Pesach Sheni. What is the singular of Ish Ish? So, says the Gemara, we darshan, Ish Nidchel Pesach Sheni, Vein Tzibur Nidchel Pesach Sheni. A singular individual is pushed to Pesach Sheni. That's Ish Ish. One person can be pushed to Pesach Sheni if they are Tameh, but a Tzibur is not pushed to Pesach Sheni, El Avdi B'tumah. But they do a B'tumah. Right? All the drasha is that a Tzibur can't do Pesach Sheni. So, therefore what? Tzibur can't do Pesach Sheni, and therefore when do they do it? So, Rabbi Yochanan says, they do it on Pesach Rishon. That's the din. Omer le Reish Lakish, the Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish has an amazing Havamina. Reish Lakish says, Rabbi Yochanan, what are you talking about? Ema, you're right, I agree with you. That the Pasuk is teaching me that, only Pesach Sheni is not for Tzibur. It's only for a Yachid. But what does that mean for the Tzibur then? A Tzibur can't do a Pesach Sheni, so they do a Pesach Rishon? There's another choice for Tzibur. What is that? Says Reish Lakish, Ema ish nitzchel Pesach Sheni, Tzibur les lehu takanta, lo bepesach Rishon, v'lo bepesach Sheni. Maybe if a Tzibur is mostly Tameh, they don't do it at all. Pesach Sheni is an opportunity for a Yachid that was Tameh, Derech Rechok or Tameh. Pesach, but if most of the Tzibur is Tameh on Pesach Rishon, okay, they lost it this year, okay. They can't bring the carbon Pesach this year. Les lehu takanta, either way. Tzibur, that suggests Reish Lakish, an amazing Havamina. So, Ella Amar Reish, before we get back to talking about that, says the Reish Lakish, Ella Amar Reish Lakish, Shimon Lakish Mehacha. The Reish Lakish says there must be a different source for teaching me that Pesach is Doche Tumah. What is that? A different pasuk from the beginning of Bamidbar. Vishalchu ben amachaneh. Different sugya which we have to talk about. The mitzvah of sending tummy people outside of the machaneh. Vishalchu ben amachaneh, kol tsarua, v'chol zav, v'chol tummy lanefesh. The pasuk says that there is a mitzvah. We'll talk about it. It's a mitzvah zasei daraisa. To be mishaleach the tameim from the machaneh. You have to send out anybody who's tummy. A mitzora who's tummy, a zav who's tummy, and somebody who's tummy meis. Those are three levels of tumah. And the Gemara says, wait a minute, those three levels of tumah, but we know those three all have different halachos. There are three halachos, and it's going from the most chamor to the most kal. Tameh nefesh, tameh meis is only sent out of the most inner machaneh shechina. The next one, zav, is an example of a person of tumah hayotze megufo. They're sent out of the second machaneh, the machaneh leviyah. And then Mitzora is sent out of all Machanos. Machane Yisrael. Those three Machanos were in the Midbar, but we know those are the three parallel Machanos in the Beis HaMikdash and in the Mishkan. Right? The Tameh Meis is sent out of the Azara, and the Zavim, Tumah Yosla Migufo, is sent out of Harabayas, and Mitzora is sent out of all of Yerushalayim, and wall cities, as we'll see. So, The pasuk says you have to send all of them out. Says, and we'll see the mitzvah in a minute. But says Reish Lakish, why did the pasuk have to tell me that the mitzvah is to send out all of these tummy people? Yomar tamei mesim, just say there's a mitzvah and you have to send out the least tamei. Tamei mesim is the least tamei regarding the mitzvah of sending them out. Obviously, tamei mesim is not the least tamei in general. In a certain sense, tamei mesim is the most severe tumma. Right, tummy for 7 days. You have to sprinkle the ashes of the paraduma twice in the week. So in certain senses, tummy mace is the source, is the avi avos atumah, as we know. It's the only one that is the strongest av. But in a different sense, in terms of sending out from the machane, the Torah says that is the least. So says Reish Lakish, why did the Torah have to tell me you have to send out all these people? Yomar tamei mesim v'al yomar zavinu mutzarayin. Just say you have to send out the tamei mace from the machane, which is the least tamei regarding this halakha, and I would know the other two. V'ani omer, im tamei mesim mishtalchin, if a tamei mace has to be sent out, zavinu mutzarayin l'chol shekein, so surely the less tamei people in this regarding this halakha surely should have to be sent out. The more tamei people, but it comes to zav mitzorah. Ella, why did the Torah, what is the pasuk referring to? Why does the pasuk have to tell me that zav and mitzorah are sent out? Ella yesh l'chasha'a, because there is a time. There is a situation. Shezavin u'mitzorah in mishtalchin. That a zav and a mitzorah will be sent out. V'ein tamei meis mishtalchim. And tamei meis won't be sent out. V'ezezeh pesach haba b'tumah. There's a time when tamei mesim won't be sent out, and then you won't have your kal v'chomer. And that's what the pasuk is referring to. That's why zav and mitzorah are mentioned. It's talking about a time when only a zav and a mitzorah would be sent out, not a tamei mesim. And that is when, says Reish Lakish, by a pesach haba b'tumah. Good. That is Reish Lakish's suggestion. So far, we have two sources. How do you know Pesach is Baba Tumah? Either Rabbi Yochanan, who learned it out from Ish Nitcha LePesach Sheni, Vein Tzibur Nitcha LePesach Sheni, while Reish Lakish says, no, you learned it out from this other Pesach of Shiluach Min Hamachane. Let's go backwards and talk about what we just learned. First of all, let's talk about the Mitzvah of Shiluach. Mitzvah of Shiluach Temeim is Mitzvah Daraisa, the Sefer HaChinuch counts that it's in Mitzvah Shin Samach Beis. It's the first Mitzvah in Sefer Bamidbar, according to the Sefer HaChinuch. Mitzvah Shin Samach Beis. The Sechinuch says, "L'shaleach atameim chutz l'machane shchina." It's an interesting lashon. There are three levels. Which one is included in the mitzvah d'araisa? Sending out from the inner one, the middle one, or the outer one? So the Chinuch's lashon at the beginning here is "L'shaleach atameim chutz l'machane shchina," meaning sending them out from the inner one. Shneemar tzavas bnei Yisrael v'shalchum l'machane kol tzeru v'chol zav v'chol tamei l'nefesh v'yadu, and he goes through what the machanos are, and at the beginning he only mentions the most inner, which is what the Rambam mentions in his mitzvah saseh lamed aleph. But if you look in Rashi ala Torah there in Bamidbar, Rashi says no, any tamei person from where he is usher to be, which would be respectively the three different levels. Now the first Mishnah, first parak in Kalim discuss the different areas where people are not allowed to be. The Chinuch at the end quotes Rashi as well, but that is the din. Says the Chinuch, Mishershi HaMitzvah, what's the shorish, the message of this mitzvah, of tummy people being sent out? So he says, L'fi she'inyin atumah yadua lachachamim, she'yachlish kolach hanefesh hasichlis. Tumah is something that, right, symbolizes and reflects something distant from God. Tamei Meis obviously is the Hester Panim at the highest level. But all Tumah has that connection of being distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, if somebody is in this state, then they have to be away from the Kadosh places. And he quotes the Gemara, the Pasuk in Megillas Esther. Ein lavo al shar ha-melech v'levush sak. And if somebody is Tamei, it's like they are in levush sak. So that is the mitzvah daraisa of sending out min hamachaneh. The Shlach HaKadosh is quoted in some of the Achronim, some of the Sfarim. The Agdol Torah quotes this on Parshas Naso, that maybe the three machanos, the machanos Shechina, Levia, and Yisrael, are connected three machanos in each person. Each person has three machanos that they have to guard to make sure Tuma does not reside in. What is that? Romeis kan akasiv tochachas musur la'adam. But it says in the Zohar, V'haya machanecha kadosh, your machanos should be kadosh. What are the three machanos of a person? Number one is the moach, is the brain. says that's the Kodesh Kadashim. That's the Machane Shechina. One has to be super careful to make sure even a Tumah Kala stays out of the Machane Shechina. As the Gemara says in Yuma, Kasha, Hir Hure Avera Me Avera. Thinking about an Avera is even more Chamor. That's the first Machane. Then we have the Machane Shechina, which is the Machane Levia. What's the Machane? The second Machane of a person? The heart. The Nefshu. Sheni Lamoach. Vehu Chias Haguf. The heart is what propels a person in terms of all of their actions. V'tzarach lios leiv tahor v'leiv tov. So that you don't have to be as you know, high standard, but you got to be pretty high. The leiv. And the third is the beten and the kelov, the limbs that we act with. Shumakom ha-ma'achal u'makom motza'o. So there, physical elements get in. We need food, our intestines, our body. So there, it's the lowest, meaning the lowest level, the most gashmiest things could go into that machane. Like the larger machane Yisrael. But even there, there are certain extreme forms of tumah that we are not allowed to let into that machane. Umitzan masha adam hu chamri yefshalol liskayim beliza. Umikamakam yishalak misham tumah chamura. The hanis yiskadish b'machalav kol masha efshar v'yishlach atumah chamura. That's the shlach kadosh for today. The three machanes of a person, paralleling the three machanos of Klal Yisrael, both in the Midbar and in the Beis Hamikdash. Just one other ha'aras, and the question is obvious. Rish Lakish's sheet, what was Rish Lakish's question on Rabbi Yochanan? Is that really a Havamina that was supposed to take seriously? What does Rish Lakish say? No! Maybe you could darshan the Pasuk. What did Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish both agree? That the Pasuk by Pesach Sheini means only a Yochid gets the Pesach Sheini, but not in Tzibur. The Machlokas was, and therefore what does that mean? So Rabbi Yochanan said, oh, and therefore that means a Tzibur can do it on Pesach Rishon even Batumah. Rish Lakish said, no. Maybe it means that a Tzibur is totally finished. They can't do it at all. So that's the simple interpretation of the Gemara. What's the language of the Gemara? Leslu Takanta. There's nothing they can do. They're stuck. The Tzibur does not do Pesach that year. If you look in the Beis HaOtzar, Rabbi Yosef Engel can't fathom that. Why should a Tzibur be worse than a Yachid? A Tzibur always has better milus, greater milus than a Yachid. So how can you say Maduan Nefarish Kain? Why would Reish Lakish say that? That a Tzibur would be worse and more chumor than a Yachid? So Rabbi Yosef Engel, this is in Beis HaOtzar on page 88. He has this suggestion in brackets. It's very difficult to fit into the words of the Gemara of Les Lehu Takanta, but this is what he says. Maybe what Leslu Takanta means, they don't need to do Pesach Sheni. Not that they can't do Pesach Sheni, but once the Tzibur, the Milo of the Tzibur is that if all the Tzibur really wants to do something, but they can't do it, Hashem considers it as if it's done. That's the Milo of the Tzibur. A Yachid, you don't have that power. A Yachid wants to do it, okay, I'll give you another chance. Ki'ilu Asa'ah, that's Doesn't always, you didn't bring the carbon. You didn't eat it. You didn't eat the carbon Pesach. Right? So, Lamaisa, I'm not going to count it. But says Rabbi Yosef, and go, Debit Sibur, Nehid Yesh Lamaila Sibur, Al Kozos, I'm sorry, that's what he says. Ulam Lafia now, Debit Sibur, Sphere Leila Rab Shlakish, Da Machshava Laasos Pesach, Necheves Kiyum, Kivan Da Anusin Baasias Pesach, Mi Paasa Tuma. But when it comes to a tzibur, he says it again. He says that's the Gemara in Tainus, that a tefillah tzibur is miskabel even without kavana. So you find sometimes that the being with a tzibur, the maila, is above and beyond what you would have thought with a yachid. So that's what it means here. A little difficult to suggest that. I think he even knows that it's difficult to suggest that in the words. Leslu takada means they're stuck. So he says this, maybe there is a maila, not a maila, the opposite, why a tzibur would be worse than a yachid, and that is, right, the bigger they are, the greater they fall. If you have more people that have a stain, it's worse than an individual having a stain. And therefore, what, the whole tzibur's tummy? That's terrible! Right, now they all get tummy. Even if it's, let's say the Nasi was died on Erev Pesach, and the whole tzibur has to become tummy. It's not their fault! But he said that's what he suggests in the brackets afterwards. Nihid the Yeshla Maila Tzibra calls the Yeshla Uma Zechisaron, Shepagama Tuma Godol Yoser, Kivashakala Tzibur Tumeim. Okay, that's what he says. Either way, he's bothered by this
by this problem of Reish Lakish, that the Hava Mina is that the Tzibur wouldn't be able to do anything. The Tzibur would be stuck. Okay, either way, we continue now. So far we have two suggestions before we get to the next. Again, Reish Rabbi Yochanan's source, Reish Lakish's source, which was what we just said. The Pasuk says we have to send all three people out of the Machaneh. So Reish Lakish says, why do you have to say all three people? Just say the most kal one, Tamei Meis, and we would know. Kol Shekhen, the other two. No, it must be, referring to a time where the kal one is not being sent out. Tamei Meis can be stay in, and the others can be sent out. Amar Abaya, Ihachi, said Abaya, is that really true? If it's true that's what the Pasuk's talking about, Reish Lakish, Lema Nami, I have a different way you could darshan it. You say that, why did it say Zav and Mitzora? Just say Tamei Meis? And you said, oh, it must be a time when Tamei Meis doesn't have to go out. Lema Nami, why don't you ask this question? Yomar Zav v'Tamei Meis. So say two and a three. V'al Yomar Mitzora. V'an Yomar Zav Mishtalech Mitzora L'Kol Shekein. So leave out the one. You explain why, oh, there's a case where Tamei Meis does not go out. So fine, say Tamei Meis and Zav. Why do you have to say Mitzora, which is the most chamor? Ella, yesh the chasha'a, but Abaya says, according to your logic, Reish Lakish, how would you darshan, how would you answer my question, similarly to how you answer the question, yesh the chasha'a, there must be a moment in time, a situation, shemitzora'in mishtalchin, vein zavin vitvemeis mishtalchin, that a zav goes out, Mitzora is sent out, and a Zav and a Demes are not sent out. That's the only reason you'd have to say Mitzora being sent out. It must be a time when the others are not sent out. Ve'ezezeh Pesach abavetuma. Maybe that's what you suggest, which is basically the same idea, but what is Abaya suggesting? According to your Svara, maybe you should say that a Zav could also take part in a Karban Pesach, if they're Tameh. Is that true? And if you say that's true, that a Zav can partake of a Pesach Haba B'Tumah, Vatna, we know that's not true. The Mishnah says later on, Pesach Haba B'Tumah, Lo Yochlu Bimenu Zavim V'Zavos, Nidos V'Yoldos. The four people who are Tumah Hayotze Alav Migufo, Tumah that physically comes out of their body, right, most Tumahs come from the external. The source of the Tumah is a Sheretz. The source of a Tumah is something from the outside. These people, these individuals, are Tumah Hayotzei Alav Migufo. So they're in a different, separate category. So the Mishnah says later on, they cannot take part of Pesach Haba B'Tumah. V'imachlu B'Turin. Okay, they're not going to get punished for it because it is a Pesach Haba B'Tumah. But Abaya says, I have a problem with your drasha, Reish Lakish, because Zav is also extra. You shouldn't have said Zav. And you want to tell me, you could have said Zav and left out Mitzora. And if you're telling me, oh, there's a time when a Zav could partake and not Mitzora, I don't know when that time is. Because a Zav cannot partake of Karban Pesach. The rule is, Karban Pesach Haba B'Tumah is only for Tamei Meis. That's the only Chiddush, right, as the Pasuk says, L'Nefesh, in Bahaloscha. So, says Abaya, I don't agree with your source of allowing Karban Pesach to be brought B'Tumah. So El Amar Abaya, Abaya says, I'm going to go back to the first source. You're right, Rabbi Shlokish, you had a problem with Rabbi Yochanan's source, but I'm going to rehabilitate that source. And I'm going to answer your question. You had a question about why Tzibur should be excluded. Maybe they should be totally excluded. No, I'll come up with a svara why Rabbi Yochanan is right. El Amar Abaya, La'ola Mikra Kama. Really go back to the first pasuk. You had a problem. Maybe Tzibur is totally excluded. So Abaya is going to say, no. It's obvious that the pasuk is giving a kula and not a chumra. That's basically going to be his way of understanding and defending Rabbi Yochanan from Reish Lakish's attack. It's a kula, it's not a chumra to say, oh, you're totally excluded. Im kein, if it's true, like what you said, that it should be a chumra and that Tzibur should be totally excluded, nichtov rachmana ish ish ki yeh tamei. The pasuk should have just said, if a person is tamei, if an individual is tamei, l'nefesh lamali, why do you specify tamei meis? L'nefesh. V'chi tema, hi l'nefesh l'hachiyu da'asa. And if you want to say that it's for the following, it's coming to tell me, ha tamei meis hu d'nitcha l'pesach sheni, aval shar tameim lo, only tamei meis is nitcha l'pesach sheni, but other tamei people are not nitcha l'pesach sheni, Is that what the word Lenefesh is teaching me? We have to learn the whole five lines to know what he's trying to say. Ve'hatanya, but that's not true. We learned in the Brisa, Yachol lo yihu osin pesach sheni. Ela tamei meisim v'shaya b'derech rechoka. You might think only a somebody who is tamei meis is allowed to do pesach sheni. Or someone who is far away from the Azara. Zavin umutzara and bali nidus minayin. How do you know other tamei people could also do pesach sheni? What did we just say six lines before? We said that other tamei people cannot do pesach rishon. That's babetuma. What do we say now? But if those people, let's say somebody was a Zav Pesach Rishon time, could they do Pesach Sheni? Yes. Tam Elomar, ish, right? The inclusion is ish, so they can do Pesach Sheni. So we're back to the question, Lenefesh Da'chazer Rachman Alam Ali. So why does it emphasize Lenefesh? Right? Once we have this inclusion of Zav and other people who could do Pesach Sheni, why is it saying Lenefesh? It must be telling me some other heter of Pesach Sheni, says Abaya. So, Ela Hachi Kamar, it must be telling me as follows. And Rashi says, that's what he said, it must be following in the way of the drushas of the Pasuk, which are Lekula, Ish Nitcha LePesach Sheni, Ve'ein Tzibur Nitcha LePesach Sheni, Ela Avdi B'Tumah. A Tzibur cannot do Pesach Sheni, it's being excluded, but it's not to tell me a Chumr that they can never do it. It must be telling me a Kula, that just like other Tamei people are allowed to do Pesach Sheni, so too the Tzibur could do Pesach Rishon, even betumah, the chiyavdi tzibur betumah, but that heter is only by one type of tumah. Betameh meis, aval shara tumos, lo avdi. But by other tumas are not allowed. So what do we say? End of the sugya. What do we just say? That a Pesach, and tumit is learned from Pesach, is ba betumah? Which tumah? Only tameh meis. Only tameh meis is allowed to bring Pesach rishon. Pesach sheni is for the tzibur that were tameh, but there Pesach Sheni could even be done by people who were other types of tumah on Pesach Rishon. This is the Rambam in Hilchos Karban Pesach talks all about this. If you want to know, go through and review. We're going to have a lot more of this later on in the Masechta. But to review all the halachas of Pesach Habab Tumah, that's the seventh parak. Karban Pesach Parak Zion, that's what the Rambam says. I'll just read you one or two halachas for now, and then we'll see more of these halachas later on. Rabim, Shahayu Tmei Meis, BePesach Rishon. If many people were Tamei, if the Tzibur were Tamei at Pesach Rishon. So that's not explicitly. If a Yachid is Tamei on Pesach Rishon, that's a Pasuk in Chumash. You don't need the Rambam for that. If a Yachid is Tamei on Pesach Rishon, then you go to Pesach Sheni. That's what the people came. Right? Anachnu Tzeim L'Nefesh Adam L'Amani Gara. Right? We want to do the mitzvah too. Right? All the Bali Musar talk about the Pesach Sheni attitude of not wanting to be left out of a mitzvah. We want to do the mitzvah. We want to partake. It's amazing. They could have just said, okay, we're Pata. What can we do? They're Tamei. No. They didn't want to lose out. They wanted to do the mitzvah. So that's a Pasuk in Chumash. If a Yachid is Tamei on Pesach Rishon. What about if the Tzibur is Tamei on Pesach Rishon? So that you need the Rambam for. That you need the Gemara, and the Rambam quotes it. Rabim shahayu Tamei meis lePesach Rishon. Im hayu miut hakahal. If it is the miut of the Tzibur. Hare elu nidachal lePesach Sheni kishara Tameyan. If it's a minority of Jews, and how do you figure out a minority of Jews? We're going to have to figure that one out later on. Do you include women? Are women included in this? We're going to have to see. The Gemara is going to talk about it. But for now, let's not get into the details. If a miyut of kahal, so then they're pushed to Pesach Sheni. Avalim hayu rov hakal tamei meisim. If most of Klal Yisrael are tamei meis, for example, as I said before, let's say the Nasi, the Gadol Hador, died the day before Pesach, and everybody had to go to the Levaya. So it's not their fault, but they had to do it. O shahayu hakohanim, o klei shares tameim tumas meis, or the kohanim, or the kalim, we're all tamei somehow. Einan nidachin, they are not pushed. Ella yakrivu kulan apesach betuma hatameim im hatahorim. Everybody brings the Karban Pesach betuma, right? Bezrem this year, Mashiach comes. Hopefully, Mashiach will come today. But if Mashiach doesn't come today, let's say he comes in 6 months from now, and let's say Mashiach comes 2 days before Pesach. So what do? The whole tzibur is going to be tough. We're going to bring Karban Pesach, even betuma. Pesach abba betuma. Shenemar vayu anashim b'chulu yichidim nidachim ve'ena tzibur nitche v'davar zeh b'tumas hameis bilvad k'moshe b'yana b'vies mikdash. This is only by tumas meis. Okay, that is the Rambam. Again, there's a lot of this whole parak talks about details of the tzibur bringing the carbon. HaPesach, and he says Pesach sheikrivu b'tumar is a nechal kitar. Amazing. It's a tummy carbon. but it's still eaten just like Tarsha. Mitchilaso laba el lachila. That's the most graphic halacha that reflects that Korban Pesach is all about eating. Even if everything's tameh, you usually have to burn the karbanos that are tameh. No, it's eaten. Veidonecha lachol tameh elo tameh meis, as we just said in the Gemara. It's only eaten by tameh meisim, though. She nitches lahem atumazos v'lachayotzei behen mitameh maga tumos. Aval hatameim shatuma yotzei alein migufan, kagon zava zava nida, lo yochle mimenu. So if a woman's, right, let's say somebody's eating Korban Pesach, even betumah, if a woman's wife is a nida, all the nidas, they don't eat Korban Pesach. They're not going to get punished because it is a Korban bar betumah, but that is a difference in halacha. Okay, let's continue now. Amar Rav Chisda, but we'll have to get back to shiluach min hamachaneh bizman hazeh. Does that apply? We'll see, but first let's continue a little more. Says the Gemara now, Amar Rav Chisda right in the middle. Amar Rav Chisda, mitzoreh shenichnas lefnim mimechitzaso, patur. Rav Chisda says, a mitzoreh, as we know, we've been mentioning, why is this here? Because we just brought up shiluach temeim as one of the sources for Pesach Babatuma. Rav Chisda says, though, if a mitzoreh goes to where he's not supposed to go, a mitzoreh is the most out. If the mitzoreh comes in where he's not supposed to be, which means anywhere within the machaneh, Potter, he does not get Malkus. Why? Because it's an assay. It's not a los assay. It's an assay. Shenamar badad yeshev michutz l'machaneh moshavo. He shall sit alone outside the machaneh. That's the pasuk that characterizes what he's supposed to do. Badad yeshev, levado yeshev. He sits alone. Michutz l'machaneh moshavo. What is the pasuk doing? Hakasuv nitko la'asei. The pasuk is classifying this as an asei. Even though if you look in the Moni HaMitzvahs, there's the mitzvahs asei, as I mentioned before, Shin Samach Beis, Michutz l'machaneh moshavo. And then there is a pasuk. The next pasuk says, "V'lo yitamu es machanehem." The pasuk says in Perek Hey, pasuk Gimel in Bamidbar. But the Gemara here is saying, according to Rav Chisda, you don't count that. That is classified as an aseh, and therefore you're going to get no malchus on that. That is Rav Chisda. Eisvei, as we'll see, we don't pask in that way. Eisvei, b'vani mimuhon de braisa mitzorah shenichnas lefnim mimechitzaso be'arboim. If a mitzorah goes in, he gets 40 malchus. Gets Malkus. Zavin v'zava shenechzul lefnimi mechitzasan. If the Zavin and Zavah go in for what they're supposed to not go into, meaning the next machaneh, the machaneh Levia, barvan, they get Malkus. V'tamemesh, and a tamemes, mutter likarnes l'machaneh Levia. Tamemes is allowed in the outer two machanehs. V'lo v'tamemes bovada, amrela filo mes asmo, even the dead body itself. You don't have to rush to get it out of the two outer machanehs. Shenehemar, v'yikach Moshe et asmos Yosef imo, imo b'mechitzaso. Moshe took his bones, and Moshe was in an inner machaneh, right? Even Yosef's bones. Question mark. What do you see? Akash and Rav Chisda. How can Rav Chisda say there's no malchus for the mitzora going in? You see here the Brisa says, beferish, that he does get malchus. Says the Gemara, Tanoihi. It's really a machlokes tanoim. Machlokes tanoim, whether a mitzora is going to get malchus. Ditanya, the Brisa says, Badad yeshev, livado yeshev. He sits alone, sits all alone. Shelo yitamei machem yoshvimimo. The halacha is a mitzorah cannot even sit with other tamei people outside the machaneh. You suppose that put them all separately, right? They just sit and think about what they did. Yachol yuzavin utamei meisim mishtachal machaneh achas. You might think that fine, a mitzorah has to sit alone. What about a zavin utamei meis? Do they sit together? So, and do they go out of the same machaneh? Tamalomar, no. V'lo yitamu es machanehem, plural. They shouldn't be metame their camps. Litein machaneh lazeh, u'machaneh lazeh, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. They go out of each of their machanos. And that's how we learn. That's how we learn. Out of the first machaneh is tamei meis. Out of the second machaneh is zav and zav avachulu. And out of the third machaneh is mitzora. That's Rabbi Yehuda shita. Reb Shimon omer, eino tzarech. Harehu omer, Vishalchu min ha-machaneh, kol tzarua, v'chol zav, v'chol tamei l'nefesh. Says the Gemara, v'yomar tamei meis, v'al yomar. This is similar to what we had up above. Why didn't it just say to send tamei meis out, v'al yomar tamei zav, v'an yomar tamei meis mishtach in zav in lo kol shekein? Why didn't I just say tamei meis to send out, which is the lowest level in terms of shiluach tameim, and I would know, right, similar to what Reish Lakish said up above, l'man amar zav, litin l'machaneh shechina. Why? Because it's telling me that a Zav has a different halacha than Tamei Meis. Tamei Meis is out of one machaneh, Zav is out of the second machaneh. V'yomer Zav al yomer mitzora. So why don't you say the third one? V'ani yomer Zavin mishtachin mitzorin lo kol shekein. Lama nemar mitzora. Lama nemar mitzora. Litein lo machaneh shlishis. So it says a third. Right, comments. All right, the third halacha. Kishu omer badad yishev hakasuv nitko laaseh. When it says badad yishev, mean that pasuk is used up by the first opinion. Badad yishev is used up by Rabbi Yehuda, so it can't be that pasuk is classifying this mitzvah as an aseh. So it's left as a los aseh, and Rabbi Yehuda would say you get malchus. But Rabbi Shimon uses that extra phrase to tell me hakasuv nitko laaseh. It's classified as an aseh, and therefore you're not going to get malchus. That's the machlokas tanoim that we have. Period. There is a machlokas between Rashi right here and the Rambam. Rashi says right here, a mitzvah is going to get malchus if he goes into the machane. What if he goes into a walled city? We know a mitzvah also is sent out of all walled cities, not only Yerushalayim. Is he going to get malchus for that? The Rambam says no. The Rambam says he's going to violate an Isser, but he's not going to get malchus for that. That's the Rambam Shita here in Hilchas Bias Mikdash. A mitzvah shenichlas liYerushalayim loke, avalim nichlas l'shar ha'arim hamukafas choma, aval bishenu rashoi l'fi shenemar badad yishev eno loke. He's not going to get malchus. That's the Rambam Shita. Rashi right here though says no. Rashi says that he's going to get malchus even for going out of a walled city. Fascinating. What happens if the mitzvah? Picture the scene. The mitzvah is outside of Yerushalayim. He walks into Yerushalayim, okay? He's high, he got warned, 40 lashes. He keeps going. Okay? Now he goes into Machane Levi, he goes onto Har Habayis. Did he do another Avera? How many Averas has he done right now? Or has he just continued, and he's warned again? But is it a different Avera? Says the Rambam, if a Mitzvah walks into Har Habayis, he's gonna get 80 lashes. Then the Rambam stops. So then the Kesef Mishnah comes in and says, but 1 minute, what if he keeps going? What if he keeps going into the Azara? Says the Kesef Mishnah, 120. Kesef Mishnah says three Averas. Either Rambam didn't mention it, he meant it. Once he said 40 to 80, then 80 to 120 is understood. That's what the Kesef Mishnah says here. The Efsha kiven to goli lon shim nichmas l'machna levia loke shmonim, memela mashma shim nichmas l'machna shchina loke kufchaf. 120, you're going to get, says the Kesef Mishnah. So is that, would that be agreed upon by everybody? One might argue, lundus-wise, maybe you could say that, you know, going from the two outer machanas, those are two different averis. But maybe Machane Levia and Machane Shechina are more similar. They're one shame isser. But either way, the Kesef Mishnah says three shame isser. You're going to get three averis. Three averis, you're going to get 120. Three sets of malchus. Okay. Well, either way, we have the machlokes about going, the mitzvah going in. Along the way, so far we've spoken about how a zav is more chamer than tamei meis, and a mitzvah is more chamer than a zav. Now the Gemara is going to go into, halachically, where do you see that? Besides for this halach of tamei meis. Because again, besides for this halach of shiluach min hamachaneh, because that's what we're trying to learn. We're trying to figure out from which machanas are they sent out, and we know one is more chamer than the other one, so there has to be a different area in where they're more chamer. So, my chumre, fourth to last line, or my chumre dezav mitame meis, in what way is zav more chamer? Shekein tuma yotza lemigufo. Because it's tuma that flows from itself, it's not an external source. Says the Gemara, adaraba, tame meis chamer. What do you mean? Tame meis is more chamer. In other ways, shekein tona zav shlishi v'shvi. It needs to be sprinkled by the ashes on day 3 and 7. So zav isn't more chamer automatically. So amar kra, tame vichal tame, larabos tame sheretz. The pasuk says, you're right, okay, so what does tame and vichal tame mean? That includes tame sheretz, for also shiluach. Rashi says, third to last line, v'uatin l'nogeb and avela vichal tame maga, all tame maga are included. And since the pasuk includes all tame maga, you don't have to include zav, which is chamir than tame sheretz. You're right, zav is not tame from tame meis, but it's tame from tame sheretz. V'zav chamir mi tame sheretz. So the Gemara says, my chumre, how is a zav more chamir than tame sheretz? Kid amran, as we just said, because it's yuselami gufo. So the Gemara says back, adar ab sheretz chamor. What do you mean? In a sense, sheretz is more chamir shekein metame ba'ones. A sheretz is metame even if a sheretz flies on you. A dead and it dies on you, you're going to be tummy, even if it's like against your will. A zav, as we know, the first mission in Zavin discusses that there are checks that we do. Is there any other excuse, reason why the zav might have had his emission? Did he eat something? Did he this? Did he that? And if we can find another excuse, not just a plain sickness, he's not going to be a zav. So that's a chumra of sheretz, that we don't look for excuses. So again, we're trying to figure out what the svara is for Reb Shimon. And up above, how is a zav more chumor that he is extra, and the fact that he's extra, we know that he goes out of another machaneh. He's not more chumor than tamei meis. He's not more chumor than sheretz. So we're stuck. So the Gemara says, Amri, ki hai gavna zav nami tmuyim etamei ba'ones. No! A zav is also automatically tamei ba'ones in certain cases. Kid Rav Huna, Dam Rav Huna, Re'iya Rishona shel zav metamei ba'ones. The first re'iya of a zav is even metamei ba'ones. We don't look for the excuses, only after the first one. And therefore, in that regard, on number one, a re'iya Rishona, he's not more kal than a sheretz, and that's why we could have the limud that a zav is more chamer than a sheretz. So why does it have to say zav in the pasuk? It must be to teach me that the zav goes out of an extra machane. That is the comparing zav to the others. Period. So now the next one. Umay chumre de mitzore mizav. And we said a mitzore is even more chumre than a zav. So why does it have to say mitzore? It must be that a mitzore is sent out of all three machanos. In what way is a mitzore more chumre? Shekein ta'un priya uferima. Because a zav requires priya. He has to grow his hair long, a mitzore. Uferima. And he has to tear his clothing. The aser batash v'shamita. He's not allowed to be with his wife. Only a mitzore. He's the only person who's tameh. Who's not allowed to be with his wife. That's included in Badad Yeshev. So you see, a mitzvah is more chamor than a zav. Says the Gemara, Adaraba, zav chamor. No, in another way, a zav is more chamor. How do you know? That's shekein mitamei mishkav u'moshav. A zav creates, as we know, mishkav u'moshav. He sits on something, it becomes a mishkav and a moshav. Pashtus is what? The Rambam says, Pasha, this is a din d'oraisa, just like a mitzorah, just like others make a mishkav d'oraisa that's a zav, so to a mitzorah. If a mitzorah sits on a couch, that couch is an avatuma. Just like a mishkav azav, a mishkav a mitzorah. Rashi here says it's only a rishon, it's not a zav. It's not an av. That's Rashi, right here. But either way, that is Machlokas Rashi and the Rambam. How what does the Gemara mean by a mitzora making a mishkav? Is that the same exact as a zav and a zava, or one level down? Either way, but here it says a zav is chamor because it's matami mishkav and moshav, umatami kli cheres behesed, and it also is matami a kli cheres by supporting the kli cheres, which is a unique halacha of tuma when it comes to a zav. Question marks. So you see, a zav is more chamor. Just parenthetically, the machloka they just said works out for Rashi and not for the Rambam. The Gemara says here, a zav is more chamer than a mitzorah because a zav makes a mishkav. If a zav sits on a couch, the couch is a av. The Rambam says that the halacha applies to mitzorah also, exactly the same thing. So the Kesef Mishnah deals with how the Rambam would answer our Gemara. Because according to the Rambam, a zav and a mitzora equally make a mishkav. Rashi says that a mitzora makes a mishkav, but only makes it down to a rishon. Doesn't make it into an af. But either way, we're stuck. How is a zav more chamor? And how is mitzora more chamor? I'm sorry. Amar kra, zav vichal zav, larabos balkeri. That's what it's including. Really, the pasuk is alluding to balkeri, which is not a zav, not an unusual emission. A balkari is something that's natural that makes a person tamei. Umitzara chamer balkari. And what the pasuk really means is that a mitzara is more chamer than the balkari, not more chamer than the zav. So the Gemara now says, "Umay chumre, what's the chumre of mitzara?" Kid the as we said earlier. And the Gemara says back, "Adaraba, balkari chumre shkei tamei b'mashu." What do you mean? A balkari is tamei, though even in a mashu, a tiny amount of zera that comes out of a person is tamei him. So, in a sense, a balkari is more chamer than mitzora. So again, we're back to our question. How do you make the drasha of a mitzora is more chamer? So why the pasuk have to say mitzora? It must be to teach me that the mitzora is sent out of all the machanos. But it doesn't, you don't get to step one. Because the mitzora is not more chamer. So the Gemara said, no. Savalak Rabbi Nasan, Detani Rabbi Nasan, Omer Mishum Rabbi Yishmael, Zav Tzara Kechasimas Pi Ha'ama, Velo Hodilo Chachamim. A zav requires a shear, and according to Rabbi Nasan, and the Chacham did not agree. The Iskishlei Balkari Lazav, and a Balkari is compared to a zav. So you see, at least according to one opinion, a Balkari is not Matame B'mashu. It also requires a shear. And the Sfasema says, once a shear is required, and it says, what's the shear? It depends on each person's physical body, the amount that is required. So Sfasema says you can't say it's a kula or a chumra regarding the shear, because it's a sliding scale. And therefore that factor is removed, so we're back to saying that a mitzora is more chamor. Period. V'chol tzaruol amali. What about a v'chol? We darshan all the extra, the other v'chols, v'chols of v'chulu. What is the extra word v'chol tzaruah teaching me? Aidi de kasiv calls of ksiv nami kol tzaruah. Fine. Period. So now back, finishing up the last section. Rabbi Yehuda, Shaper Kamer Reb Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda, in the brisa that we just had on the bottom of Amud Aleph, didn't Reb Shimon have good tainus to him that these are extra words, mitzoras of, so why doesn't he use that as his limud to teach me shiluach machana? So no, haumi baile, likidatanya. No, Rabbi Yehuda uses it for the following. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, yachol daku zavinim mitzorah, v'niklu suza zara, bepesach haba betumah, yachol yuchayavin. You might think that these people, the zav, the mitzorah, that push themselves into the azara by a pesach haba betumah, you might think they're chayiv for going in for nichnas l'machane, tamelomar vishalchum in a machane kol tzaruv v'chol zav v'chol tamel ha-nefesh. B'shosh atmei mesim mishtalchim zav v'nim mitzvar mishtalchim. There's only a full-fledged isser of knisa to a place where you're not allowed to go when nobody's allowed to go there. But ain't tmei mesim mishtalchim. If tmei mesim, who are normally not allowed to be here, if they're allowed in here, ain't zavin mitzaron mishtalchim. That zavin mitzaron are also are not sent out in terms of being usher and being mekabel and onesh. Meaning by a pesach haba betumah, as we said, even though the zavin mitzaron usually do not take part in it lechatchila to eat it, they're not going to violate the iser of being nichnas, going in, if that is what they do. Okay, we'll have to stop here by Amar Mar. We'll talk about this tomorrow. Start off with a little bit about Bizman Hazeh, in terms of where we are allowed to go up to, in terms of in Har Abayis. And then Hashem, we have a lot more. Psachim Samaches. That's the sugyas. Chatzil Hashem, Chatzil Lachem. That's on tomorrow's daf. Okay, we'll stop here.